Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mad Dog Englishman, the late, great Joe Cocker, bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Rick Matheson is our guest, our good friend, the author of The On-Demand Brand, one of his two books, and imatheson.com, and that's an I before E in the middle of Matheson. So check that out, folks, and find out all the things, the great things that Rick does for his clients, helping them with their on-demand strategy, right, Rick?
Absolutely.
Mobile, social media, whatever?
Everything. Everything. And for companies of all sizes. Tiny startups to Fortune 500 companies.
All right. So check that out, folks. He's the best. Okay. We've been talking about you have five tools that you're recommending to so that we can improve the creativity of our social media marketing posts. The previous segment, we talked about Canva, canva.com, and then recite.com, and then easel.ly. That's the tricky one, folks. And those are all free tools to use so you can be a little quicker and a little bit more creative with your posts, right? With images and things like that.
Absolutely.
And so now you got a couple more to tell us about.
Absolutely. So the next one, Jim, I don't know if this one is quite as, quote unquote, creative, but I wish I'd discovered it years ago. It's called Placeit.net. So Placeit and .net. And what this is it's a mock-up tool for photos and videos, or you could use it for posts too, where you literally drop in your images or your video or images with text onto these pictures of devices.
Huh.
So you've done this before where it's like, I need to show my website on a mobile phone with someone holding it,
right?
In a busy city scene.
Right.
You literally just drop in the image and it turns it, fits it the right way, applies the little, the shifting color. And they've got so many that it's like, I want a child holding an iPad at home or a female executive, CEO at the office.
I can already think of places where I could have used that already, and I didn't even know about it.
Yes, right, all the time, and they show even for
Can you then transfer that over to like a PowerPoint or something like that?
Yes, so you can download it or grab it as JPEG form and put it into your presentation or your post or whatnot.
That's powerful.
I discovered this years ago. Yes. Absolutely.
Is that free?
I believe it is free for baseline, and then it's one of those upgrades. Oh, I want that photo, I want that image, and it will cost more.
Okay.
But just an amazing tool that, like I said, wish I'd discovered years ago. And then another tool, and this
you're talking to a guy who used to make his living with handmade transparency slides.
Oh, I believe it. Yeah, no.
I used to give speeches, and one of the first pieces of equipment I bought when I started my consulting company back in the 80s was an overhead projector, for God's sake.
Yep.
So when we're talking about these things, this is science fiction. When I think back on those days, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I don't even think I could have done what I do, even as a writer, if it weren't for computers. I could never have used a typewriter.
I know.
So it's really insane, and these are such useful tools that, for small business people just can be a godsend.
And so now the next one is the meme generator?
Yeah, meme generator. And this one's probably the granddaddy of it all. This one's a little bit more for the fun things, but it is, again, for those social media graphics. You see these things all the time where it shows a picture from, pop culture. It might be World's Most Interesting Man or Batman or Tim Cook or Game of Thrones or whatnot. Well, here's a site that has all of that content where you choose the photo, the little box, image, and then you can apply your own message to it in the gray. I mean, once you go to memegenerator.com, you'll see, oh, I see this all the time. People use this all the time, where it's funny photo, and they've applied a funny statement to it. So you choose the image. You can choose Batman, Tim Cook. They've got the images from the snafu at the Oscars the other week with the, Warren Beatty getting the wrong, winner or whatnot. And in this instance, you're not grabbing the image and putting it onto your platform. It is just allowing you to essentially link to it. It's creating the image and populating it in the space. And I think that's how they work around, the copyright there.
Right. And that's memegenerator.com. Hey, Rick, I got to wrap it up. Thank you for bringing us these great tools, these great ideas, as you always do. Come back soon.
Anytime, Jim. Thanks so much.
iMatheson.com is his website. Check it out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingham, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.